Ladies and gentlemen, if you're interested in J-culture and video games, let me introduce to you the number one gaijin, the man from Japan who can!
Doofus! 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 He's Doofus! He's a Doofus! It's Doofus!
You think that seems good?
Yeah, I like the theme.
It's a big mess, isn't it?
Well, that's
it's like a bit.
Like
it's a big samba band sort of getting together with a Motown band, and then being directed by some kind of auditionist from American Idol. It's terrible, but it's funny.
I was going to say it was like the podcast, but now you've given me that analogy. It's nothing like the podcast.
It's a big. It is actually kind of falling apart and hopefully lovable. The podcast.
Yeah. We do have that going for us, at least.
Yeah.
Hopefully lovable.
Hello!
Hello, everybody!
Hello! Hello, I'm Darren.
And this is the Doofus.net podcast for the end of January. I don't know the date.
We don't fucking care. You don't care.
Yeah, it's we don't even know when we're going to post it. But yeah, it's the end of January, the first month of 2009.
It's cold here. Is it cold there?
It's fairly cold here, but it's also dark, so it feels more right. It's not nice when it's cold during the brightness.
Day. Good video gaming weather.
Yes, video gaming weather. So, how are you doing?
What are we doing this week, Alex? I'm alright.
Oh, great. What are we doing? Well, this
are you
week...
excited about the new world order that's upon us now?
You're not talking about wrestling, you're talking about Obama.
I am talking about Obama. Yeah, mighty President Obama, who's now in charge.
I will be honest, like I'm not very good at keeping up with the news out here in Japan, just because, like, natively if TV's on, I don't know what's happening. So I didn't really know that he was giving the speech.
The inauguration.
Yeah,
yeah.
And what I was happened to be online looking at a blog. And people were blogging about it, like live blogging it as it went. So I was getting all of my coverage through a video game blog, which was very interesting.
Well, like an Apple keynote.
Yeah, a little bit, but far less useful. Things like, God, that guy sitting next to him looks like a tool. I was like, oh. And then somebody else saying, no, that's his daughter. Then going, no, not her. And it all got a bit...
Oh, I see the eyes of gamers. No, dear.
It's kind of funny. But everybody was very proud. Everybody was very happy, which is good. Because, frankly, the world as it is, it's good to have some optimism suddenly.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, with you and Obama now in the world...
Yes.
Well, I mean, what else does the world need? So you are now sworn in as Emperor of Video Gaming, Alex. What have you got in store for us this week?
Well, this week, we're going to start with always what you've been playing. Then we're going to do some news. Then we're going to do news.
Yes.
And
yes.
The news is going to kind of run into this week's kind of topic, which is... We're just going to talk about these two magazines that I've got in front of me, which are... The Famitsu, the weekly gaming magazine in Japan. It's got quite a lot of news about 2008, some stuff on reviews, and just how successful print seems to continue to be in Japan, whereas it seems to be failing in the rest of the world as a concept for video game publishing. So we're going to touch on all of that, perhaps less in depth.
Oh, rubbing myself. Seriously, that sounds so exciting.
And to help you climax, we're going to finish with Darren's old games. Let's start with.
Just clearing my throat there. What have you been playing, Alex?
I have been taking a step into the past, actually. Not as far back as you, just 2 years. I picked up Resistance, the original Resistance, for the PlayStation 3. I've been playing that. Kind of interesting, because it was this big kind of... It was the big title at launch for PlayStation. Everybody was like, ooh, this proves how amazing it is, and this couldn't be done on the Xbox 360 and stuff like that. And it does look very pretty. But as a game, I mean, it's very solid. The controls are great, and it's a good shooter, but it's so linear. Irritating.
I've never played it. Is it a first-person shooter?
It is a first-person shooter. Sorry, I should have been more specific about that.
What do you have to kill? Do you have to kill aliens or army folk or...
You have to kill aliens... Well, in this, as far as you don't actually know where they're from. You know they are not human anymore. They are mutated humans for sure.
Zombie troops?
Not zombies. They are definitely converted. They've got like 8 eyes and claws, and some of them turn into big things. And it's from what I gather, it seems that from the hints in this game and from what I've heard online in discussion, they're and this is spoilers for anybody who hasn't played the first Resistance, I guess. It seems to be things that were under the earth, maybe landed here many, many millennia ago, and have burst out and are now taking over, but I don't know for sure because I haven't finished it quite yet. But it's fun. It's set in England, which is really nice. As I've said before, things set in England get an automatic plus because of nostalgia and kind of homesick value for me. And but with that in mind, one thing irritated the hell out of me.
What was that, Alex? I can't have that.
Well, they have a Jeep. A Jeep. Okay. A truck, if you will, with a mounted gun on the back.
It's not a Jeep.
Oh, no, it is a Jeep. Okay, it's a Jeep. It's a 4x4. And they've got
a car, if you will.
Yeah, it's more like a car. With an open top roof and a big gun turret. So, yeah, wherever that leaves you, whatever kind of vehicle I'm talking about, they've got one of those in it. And I checked. I was like, okay, I'm not going to. Maybe I'm just being overly sensitive. So I checked and it said it's a British made vehicle, Jeep, whatever. But why is this irritating me? Sorry. Yes. It is.
Why is it irritating you?
It's left hand drive.
Oh! Wow, that's quite an oversight.
It is quite an oversight, and it's a maybe it's not. The thing is, and I can understand why. If you the majority, it's made by an American studio.
Yes.
And automatically, you go to the side of the car that you're used to getting in on to drive. But yes. In this car, when you select drive, depending on which side you approach the car from, you either enter the passenger seat or you enter the driving seat. And when you're being shot at, getting in the wrong side of the car proves irritating. And
Is it the video game equivalent of, for instance, Johnny Depp's Cockney accent that he does in From Hell?
Yes,
or
very much so.
Or Gwyneth Paltrow's wobbly British accent that she does.
Yes, it's very similar to those. It's a little bit like, why am I in the passenger seat? I got into the right side of the car. This is an English
completely
car.
Destroying the illusion that you're in England shooting zombie troops.
Zombie alien dead people troops.
Oh, well, I'm so disappointed, Alex.
Yeah, so was I. Apart from that, it is too linear, in the sense that I did this big loop of an area that I could have just climbed over a fence in real life to deal with the whole situation. If that makes sense.
So did you finish it? Did you finish the game?
No, I'm about 10. I think I'm in the very last section. I'd say I've got 10 minutes if I play it well to go, probably. I don't know for sure. Just looking online, I seem to be very close to the end. And I'm enjoying it. I mean, it's fun. It's not incredible, but the story's interesting, which is something to be said for that. And I might write about it. I kind of decided that just to save myself some money, and because I can't be timely with reviews just because of time constraints, I'm going to write about things whenever I finish them in a kind of more discussion of it way, as opposed to reviewing it kind of way.
Exactly, that's good. I like that. That's different. That's, you know, that's fresh. That's 2007. It's great. I love it.
It is.
Let's run with it.
It's when?
It's, you know, very now.
2003.
It's the 90s now, Alex. We've got to push forward with journalism and stuff.
Let's move on from these numbers and scores. I hate to ask almost. What have you been playing?
Why do you hate to ask? Why?
It's going to be Streets of Rage 3 or something that you've somehow found for your Mega Drive.
Oh, I wish I had that, actually, yes.
Yeah, I know. You don't, actually. It's awful, but
I like that it's the source of comedy what I've been playing.
Yes.
Or maybe more, I sense that it's just like a risky question for you.
Yeah.
To try to keep interest.
Well, I just discussed the game from 2 years ago, so I'm kind of, you know, we're just going to start moving backwards.
Yeah, well,
by the end of the show, we're going to be talking about the fact that they've got floppy drives and not tape set decks anymore. News! In news this week.
The Black Ops. I don't trust them. well, I have been trying to basically break Wii Tennis.
Trying to break it?
Well, I've been trying to, like, finish it, and you can't.
Well, no.
So I've got too good at it right now. Now I don't have to really move when I'm playing it. I can sort of stand almost unmoving and just sort of twitch, almost involuntary twitch to play the game.
Right.
I enter a sort of zen-like state where I'm floating 2 centimetres off the floor and sort of gibbering, you know, algebra and, you know, brilliant maths and things like a brilliant autistic person. And, yeah, so I'm really good at it, and I've gone pro. That didn't do anything, and I'm just playing the same people over and over again. There is no end to it. You can't win. So I've just given up on it.
Are you playing other Miis? I've never played it for long enough. I only really played the bowling to any point, and you don't really have any competition. Is it other Miis,
yeah,
or just randomly generated characters?
Randomly generated characters with different names. But they go up in skill levels. So the top skill level appears to be 2,000.
Yes.
And I just keep playing the same two women over and over again. And I'm going to have to find something else to play. I'm quite upset about it. I need to get off the tennis wagon.
Yeah, I think you unhealthy amount of Wii Sports for you, sir.
But I've also been playing Hotel Dusk.
Okay, yes.
On the DS, sort of getting involved in that. It's fantastic. Really, really loving it.
Have you got any of the really stupid puzzles that you can't solve?
No, not yet. It's all sort of flowing very nicely for me. I've been doing a little bit of wandering around, not quite knowing what to do. But that's quite enjoyable because of all the plinky plonky music. And
it's a pretty
general
aesthetic. I like it.
It is, yeah. I really like the sketchiness, like the aha take on me of it all.
We discussed
that's
before,
good.
But their next game is looking even more beautiful. It's
oh, really? Is it like the Sledgehammer video?
It's real. Yeah, it's real people with the sketchy stuff over the top.
So it is.
But it's an FBI.
Peter Gabriel RPG.
Yeah, Peter Gabriel RPG would be incredible.
And along the lines of, you'll approve of this, for about 2 months now, haven't had any money, no one's paid me, and I suddenly got paid in an almost unhealthy large chunk. So I've invested in some DS games based on Stuart Campbell's list of the top console of the year. He gave it to the DS.
Right.
You can check this out, World of Stuart, if you search for that. You can find this fantastic blog. He used to write for Amiga Power, Future Publishing, all that. And he named Exit, which is a kind of escape from fire.
That's a PSP game originally.
Yes, apparently not that great. And then apparently made the transition to the DS much more successfully.
Really?
Don't know why. I'll find out when I get it, I suppose.
Marcus, who you don't know, my friend Marcus, just somebody. There's not just
somebody.
If he's listening, he's lovely. But to anybody who
just
doesn't know,
somebody,
just
nobody,
somebody.
Marcus.
Marcus had it on the PSP, and he loved it. And it did have the advantage on the PSP of having free downloads, so being pretty much infinitely expandable, number of levels that you could get for it. So does the DS have that, or is it like capped? Is it just the game?
I'm imagining it's capped, but I will speak to Marcus about that.
Okay.
Good choice, sir. And I've also bought Metal Slug 7. I'm a fan of fan of an intense 16-bit style shooter. And N Plus, which is the jumping sort of proper physics X Flash ninja game. With a little bit of Bangaio sort of thrown in there.
I'm
really looking forward to that most of all.
Got games in a very what am I trying to say? Exit and N Plus occupy a very similar space in my mind, just because of the aesthetic.
They do, definitely, yes. It's kind of like the concept Flash game.
Yeah. Triangle.
I wish there were more. Yeah, exactly.
Bodies.
Yeah,
that's what, I think that's
why. Shareware graphics.
Yeah.
Done by 5-year-olds. Simplistic game ideals. I suppose that's true of games where you have a sort of a very narrow freedom, and the kind of like sort of puzzly end of the game spectrum, things that like Lemmings, which would have been big games,
where the mechanics of the game, I think, is what we where the mechanics
where
the game, it's not the story, it's not anything but the game,
and the game graphics are therefore very simplistic. It seems like there is a reaction against very polished graphics now. And there's a niche being carved by things like Exit and N Plus, where it is this really boiled down aesthetic, and it kind of seems to be a flourishing sort of puzzly platformy niche, which I'm liking.
I think it's a good move. I mean, I think there's a space for both, very much so. And people are worried that all this kind of casual or flashware gaming is going to mark the end of the high graphic fantastic games, but
no.
Well, I think developers are equally eager to still push that boundary and test themselves and create these experiences. I think it's fantastic if they can knock out these smaller, but when I say knock out, there's obviously a lot of testing and balancing that goes into
it. Well, I have to disagree there, because in actual fact, just because it's sort of seemingly simplistic doesn't mean that they haven't thought about the aesthetic very carefully.
That's what I was... But the thought of the aesthetic is on a far more paper level, which is just cheaper to develop, if you see what I mean.
I think we will end up being... I mean, I'm already being sort of romanticising these games because of their sort of quirky simplicity, and, you know, they have that in their favour. So, long may they continue.
Yes, I'm hoping. Really, I'm enjoying... I'm not playing them enough, actually. Because at the moment, even on my DS, which is my kind of... the machine that occupies that space for me these days, although I do have a couple of the other games downloaded onto PSN and Xbox Live, I'm playing Chrono Trigger still. And that's kind of occupying the space that would be my... not more casual, but kind of dip-in games, dip-in-and-out games. Which is a shame.
Is it a classic 16-bit game, Alex?
It is a lovely 16-bit game. I enjoy it a lot. And it's the first time I've played it, which is interesting, because I think it came out after I sold... I think we've done this before. But after I sold my snares, it came out, I think. And just never managed to pick it up. And it's incredible. Though, I admit, I was a bit dispirited, because I killed this boss and was really happy with myself. And then somebody I knew got on the train, closed it, battery ran out while it was in sleep mode, and I lost all my progress. So
I would have laughed if I was there.
Yeah.
Hey, just briefly, speaking about Stuart Campbell's list of brilliant DS games and the DS being fantastic, and he's right, he mentioned something I'm not going to buy, but I'm really intrigued to know if anyone out there has played or knows anything about it. It's the Sabutio DS game.
Yeah. It's not out in Japan, unsurprisingly.
No, it's a very, very much a British institution. If you don't know what Sabutio is, imagine sort of tiny Weevil football game players.
Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down, I believe is what they say.
It was worth it to get you to say that. Yes, where the football is bigger than the players themselves. I'd like to see that put into actual soccer.
It kind of looks like a mafia hit gone wrong, because it looks like everybody's wearing concrete slippers.
Oh, you mean that they put their feet in concrete?
Yeah.
In a bucket.
In a bucket of concrete.
And somehow they've all managed to get together and play a game of massive football.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's imagine real life Sabutio. Yeah, if you fix yourself into like a some sort of big bowl. And then, I don't know, you probably have to have one of those massive hamster balls you can actually put people in.
Yeah, it'd be like, it's like a massive hamster ball half filled with cement, and then people stuck in the top of that.
And you have to just sort of sway yourself to hit it with the midriff of your body.
No, it would be people pushing it really hard and snapping you in half with the kind of...
Yeah, it'd be fantastic lower body strength. But anyway, I'm drifting. Yes. But yes, it's a turn-based football game that apparently is more like chess than it is football. But somehow I was intrigued.
That actually sounds incredible. That sounds like it might be the best game I've ever made. That's soccer. not from the UK.
But yes, so I want to play it. Maybe I should get it.
Yeah, I think you should.
Yeah, fuck it, I'm going to get it.
Look on Amazon. Amazon has some really good deals. I've been doing pretty well out of them recently.
Okay, well, I'm going to binge on DS games, and when 2 weeks' time, I'm going to be...
Yeah. Ready.
I'm going to be... Yeah,
now
it's going to be...
And I'm not... since we're still in the handheld kind of genre, you mentioned Silent Hill: The Escape on the iPod. Is that out yet, or are you just
iPod?
Sorry,
the iMode.
It
is out. Yes, I looked at it and I sort of paced around it and touched it and smelt it, but I didn't go for it. Okay. I read some reviews and found that. A lot of reviews were commenting, my main bugbear with iPhone games is that the control system is not good, very appropriate for it. And then I instantly got turned off, so I didn't buy it. Yeah. So that, along with, I think there's going to be Resident Evil game.
Metal
is that right?
Metal Gear Solid, I think you're thinking of.
Metal Gear Solid, that's right, I'm sorry. is going to be on the iPhone. And I think they're working on another game as well. So they're $349. Mm-hmm. Maybe I should just give it a go.
You should, it looks like the arcade game, which was like Time Crisis. But Time Crisis, when you're just touching the screen.
Yeah, obscuring what you're doing to each shooting.
Well, no, it's not even like you can miss, though. There's no skill in touching the right area of the screen.
Exactly. Imagine that in the arcade. You just sort of have to just lean over the guns and just sort of bang it with your fists.
Yeah. Punch it to win.
Yeah, which is what like a lorry load of special school children might do. But that's what they're actually encouraging you to do for this. I'm not so sure. But I will give it a go and chastise it if need be.
Please do. That would be good. Yes.
I could do it while we're on air. That might be exciting.
That's $349, you said, which is the equivalent.
$349, which is not bad.
¥5 by the time this podcast goes out, the way the British economy is going. I'll send that to you in an envelope.
I must say, I'm more tempted to go for SimCity. I think if I'm going to buy any big game on the iPhone, it's going to be SimCity.
SimCity would be a better purchase, but not.
I think it's going to be good.
Not as entertaining to the people listening.
No, just exhausting and annoying when everything burns down.
Yeah. I want more bad games in my life. I want to be able to complain. This was something I was thinking about. I'll come.
Yeah, well, this is the thing. We're making all these measured game purchases. Yeah. When we were, you know, 13, 14, we'd just run to the local mall or shopping centre, depending on where you're from. Yeah, electronics boutique, yeah. And game and all sorts of oh boy, you know, stuff. We'd just go with a fistful of, you know, tenors from our parents just to tide us over. Because we weren't, you know, using drugs or sort of on the game, you know, we were actually quite investable as only children, yeah. Which we both are, if you couldn't guess. Yeah. We'd just go and buy things, well, just based on the box, based on a hunch.
This is some... Well, I don't think... we did measure it a little bit. I mean, we both had our magazines, but I was...
Read the back of the box.
It reminded me of something. I remember running. Eagerly, you and me, I think I took you with me. Maybe it was James. One of the two of you. And went to Electronics Boutique in Birmingham. What's the Palisades at Birmingham?
Oh, the Palisades. Still there, quite stinky.
Yeah, quite stinky. To the Electronics Boutique to buy Super Street Fighter 2, which it was an eBay exclusive at the time.
I remember, of course, they had an exclusive to it. I remember that you could only buy Star Fox at Comet.
That's crazy.
For the first week.
Star Wing
in the UK. You're starting it off as if that's not a great end to that story.
No, it was more the kind of pure excitement with which... Because, you know, when I want something and I'm walking towards it, exponentially, the closer I get to it, the faster I walk. And I was fairly fat kid still at that point.
Was there some sort of shelf collision with your massive guts? Did it all rumble and fall down?
Well, there was part of that. But it's more that kind of like if you start a ball at the top of a hill and it slowly builds up speed. I can imagine myself looking like that, moving through this crowd of people from the number 18 bus to to the EB at the bottom of the hill, as it was.
Yeah. So then the ridiculous thing being that you travelled all that way, you know, it's a good sort of 40 minutes to Birmingham from your house. Go straight back home.
Yeah, go straight back home with my new game. Happy to.
Maybe it'll suddenly make sense. Yes.
Happy to. Sorry, you just send me flashbacks with that kind of fistful of money.
You're right, yeah. Just seat. Buying games blind. I should, yeah. You know, that's what I'm going to try and do with this DS Rampage.
Yeah.
But yes, that's what I've been playing.
Excellent. Now, I did play one other thing. I talked about it last week, I didn't want to touch on it too much. It was Wipeout on the PS3. And the only reason I want to talk about it is because we had an idea to improve it.
Is this not Wipeout HD?
Wipeout HD, yes.
Right.
An idea to improve it exponentially.
Elton John music instead of
Trendy
fans music?
Can you double an exponential? That would be incredibly quick.
Can I just say before you do that I'd like to confess to the following. When Wipeout first came out, I wasn't really into dance music. And it was kind of too much for my tiny mind to take all of these kind of, ecstasy referencing thumping beats that just seemed to come from another planet. However, I was very much interested in the works of Elton John at the time. So I used to turn off the music and listen to Your Song and Rocket Man while playing Wipeout.
Rocket Man, so, good, actually.
Well, Rocket Man kind of fits. I don't know if... it's sad, so sad. It's a sad, sad situation.
That's what you're doing, I suppose.
That reminds me. But Wipeout reminds me of that, and Elton John reminds me of Wipeout. I think I might be the only person who has that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you are.
Later, I started to listen to
the disc swap, because I remember, wasn't Wipeout... Oh, no, that was Ridge Racer.
Oh, well, you could put in your own CD.
Yeah, you could put in your own disc, because once it loaded the game fully. So if you just put a game in on the original...
Sort of the Benny Hill theme.
Yeah, you could put in any music you like, and it would just read the selected track number off the disc, as opposed to...
I'd go for Fast Car by Tracy Chapman.
That'd be good.
I got a fast car. You don't get out of this place.
Wipeout again. Yeah.
So come on, lesbian rock. We haven't covered the lesbian rock.
All they've got to do to
market
it, take out all the cars. Take out all the cars and reskin them as Raiders and Battlestar Galactica kind of fighters, and just have you going around the track blowing up the Raiders.
I think your virginity just grew back. I'm not quite sure.
Because the machine guns in it sound just like the Battlestar Galactica one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah. So, news!
News!
Broadcasting on Skype.
Okay, everybody, I'm Dallas Darren at 5.
Come on, people, I'm lively!
The state of the Japanese gaming scene.
Virtual console. PlayStation 3.
And the Nintendo DS.
Well, how did the Xbox perform?
Nintendo Wii.
Buttocks.
Mum, I'm scared.
Do this. News.
Okay, so news. It's been another awful week for gaming. Another awful 2 weeks for gaming.
It's all going down the shitter.
Yeah.
Why has it been an awful week, Alex? I'm not aware of this.
Aren't you? Sony has been merging studios a lot. Many.
Oh, God.
Have been happening because they just can't afford them. I mean, Sony posted their, like, biggest loss. Well... they've made a loss for the first time in something ridiculous like 30 years. That's not going to be right, but some length of time, that's far too a long time to have not posted a loss.
Yeah, we're not interested in the facts on Doofus, we just want a vague overview.
The power of it. So they've been merging some studios, even though they promised. Oh, here we go, 2.9 million they've lost in the games division. Oh, no, the game division.
Oh.
Yeah, they've lost a total of 2.9 million this year. Dollars, that is. And they made some cuts, and then they found out, and they made this promise that they weren't going to cut the games division, but now they've made even more loss, basically, more than anticipated, and it looks like maybe they might have to rejigger their original cost-saving plans, so that's more disappearing from the gaming world there. But I'm hoping that the way they do it is by merging. Hopefully it won't stop any titles or anything like that, but it's pretty bad.
Sega. I blame the fact that they used the Spider-Man font on the PS3. It makes me very angry.
It was a mistake. But it sounds like one of their few franchises that's actually making money, so maybe it didn't make sense. Sega laid off, I think, one of their American studios.
Sega.
30 people they laid off.
Oh.
If there's any justice from what I hear, it will be the Sonic Unleashed team, and the people that made Valkyria Chronicles are still fine and dandy. But
yeah, they need to stop making Sonic games. Sonic wasn't ever very good, and we've got lots of Sonic games. Maybe they just sacked Sonic and Tails and all of the strange creatures that he has sex with.
People,
wasn't there a pregnant sort of character in Sonic at some point?
Not Dr. Robotnik. He always looked fairly...
he looks radiant. A bit like your dad.
You look radiant. He did look like my dad, but bald.
Dad doesn't have a floating circular spaceship, but... No, I think they should all be fired and maybe...
He's got his little...
Get a job.
Red mobility scooter, though. Does that count?
Yeah, like Dr. Robotnik. His mean bean machine.
Yeah. That's Puya Puya to anybody. I don't know where. Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine was the option for...
Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine. If you say that to anyone who doesn't know anything about video games, I bet they'll laugh.
I still do, and I know about video games. But as well as... that also leads us to Microsoft cutting 5,000 jobs.
Oh my god!
So this has been, yeah. We thought maybe, you know, after Christmas the money would be coming in, but it seems that after Christmas the money coming in made people think like, oh, well, we've made our money off these people, let's fire them all.
Well, unemployment is rife in Britain now, not just in video gaming. It's all over the shop. No one's going to have jobs, so...
Well, me and Mickey were kind of discussing coming to England, and maybe it's really a bad idea.
Oh, it's fine. It's fine, don't worry about it.
Now, until I come back and impoverish.
I'll give you some money. It's fine. Just don't think it through. It'll be all right.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of lost jobs. And as we said before, when people lost their jobs, we feel for them. Obviously feel incredibly sorry for all the families it affects, but equally I'm kind of sorry for what it might do to the industry, because I want to play good games, and it looks like people are going to struggle to have the money to produce them, which makes me sad.
Well, I think it can only be good for the scene we were talking about, the indie game scene.
Yeah.
I think it was kind of getting a little bit bloated last year with the amount of huge games. And by I do mean that in the terms of the size of the game itself, the game experience. Fables and Fallouts and
that's true. Well,
what
Fables,
have you.
They occupy their space. I mean, you also had the Mirror's Edges and the Dead Space. Well, Dead Space.
Was, what, yep.
16 hours. But still, that's not a long, long game if you're a kid and it's your only game you're going to be getting.
Well, I'm talking more about sort of development time and the sheer amount of money that's played into them. Yeah. And we were talking about earlier on about DS games like N Plus and things like that, and I'd like to see a more balanced market in terms of getting really good quality sort of more simple games. I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean complex but without millions of dollars.
I'm going to use this again, gameplay focused, like not worrying about that. I want to say experience. I don't mean experience.
Well, I mean, not based on a huge 3D first-person engine,
yes,
necessarily. And, you know, more less about looking for the next Mirror's Edge, more about looking for the next modern equivalent of Lemmings, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
And, yeah, and hopefully this will balance things out, and I think we're going to see more innovation because of that.
Well, I think that space is very much taken up by the handhelds, more so, especially with like iPhone and iTouch becoming as pervasive as they are within the world. And hopefully, game companies will be able to harness that market to get them revenue on these lower cost games. I didn't mean to imply earlier that it was less development, but lower cost productions that they can then generate some funds to continue to make the kind of bigger experiences for people who want them.
Exactly, yeah. And I'm kind of hoping that the leap with the DS, certainly for the downloadable games in the West, is going to hurry the hell up, because I think that's going to catch fire when it happens over here, just the sheer amount of home-cooked games. Ooh, yeah. It's going to be lovely.
It is. Talking of DS things, my friend was contemplating buying a DSi. And I won't mention names, but she was wanting to not really buy any games. Instead, purchase the R4.
And use ROMs.
Legal ROMs.
So you could play non-DS games on it.
Except. Now, I teach this family, and the four kids all have a DS, and they all have R4s. This is a rich family. I don't know what they're doing copying games in this current economic crisis. They should be helping the economy. But there they are, copying their games. And,
Scum.
Scum.
Bile-ridden scum.
Scum. They have a maid, and they don't buy their games. I don't want to give
thieving,
that
thieving testes.
Thieving. I don't know how they made their money. I don't think it was by thieving testes, but it could have been.
They're your friends. I take it they're not your friends anymore. Have you killed them? That's what you're building up to.
Yeah, they're all dead now. But
hacked them to bit in a bar.
But before I killed them, I found that the R4 doesn't work on the DSi, or at least the old version that they had. Nintendo have fixed their latest game, and the DSi is to not work with the R4. So
well, I mean, there's. I can see why. I wouldn't mind if these games were all available virtual console or some equivalent. So
Well, they will, hopefully they will be. My only issue with patching the R4 for the DSi is that it's actually a way to get freeware titles that don't have to be go through Nintendo. Now, I don't have any. I'm not advocating it. But things like the Crayon Physics game that they released was unlicensed, and there was no reason that the software couldn't be played on your DS legally, except for the fact that Nintendo claimed that the DS is proprietary software, or hardware, so, and the software in it is proprietary software.
What happened then?
I realised that I was going wrong. So. But basically, they believe anything that uses their system for anything than what they deem appropriate is infringing on their
content. Their voice will start to become like yours just did then.
Yes.
Irrefutably so.
I've got a problem, but I've just copied the death tone, so it doesn't work.
Nearly 30.
Oh, God.
Well, yeah. Sorry, I interrupted them, but I had nowhere to go.
Yeah.
That's very interesting.
Basically, like, I think it's a shame that they don't have to kind of steer over this. Go around it. Now, I'm looking at this list of news items that I made during the week and realise that my shorthand no longer makes sense to me.
I'd like to remind people I don't do any prep for this. I mean, that's glaringly obvious, but I just turn up. I'm merely an ear for Alex's gabbing mouth.
Oh, yes.
But I have prepared one thing, because I've got a section now.
Yes, you do have your section. That's coming up. Patience.
Patience. Headlining. The end. The best things.
Now, I was looking at the YouTube the other day. Actually, I was playing Pain. I had the David Hasselhoff skin for my character, and there is no end of fun of firing David Hasselhoff through windows. God, makes the game infinitely enjoyable.
Yeah, that wouldn't stop getting funny, I can imagine.
Yeah, it's good. Now, I heard at some point that there was going to be he was going to record Do You Really Want to Hurt Me to go with it.
Oh, what, the Boy George? Recently incarcerated Boy George.
Yeah. So I was
in jail now.
Yeah, I heard. That's
really good. With his big floating face and his black neck.
He's pretty creepy.
Yeah, he's weird.
But I know what I'll do. I'll see if he's recorded it and it's on YouTube. So I looked, and he's a bit of a mess. I don't know if you've seen
Boy George?
No, David Hasselhoff.
Oh, no.
The drunken, really drunk, kind of crying into his chicken David Hasselhoff.
Hey, have you seen the video of, you must have seen the video of Hasselhoff drunk.
That's what I'm
on the floor
about.
Recorded.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a YouTube phenomenon.
It depresses me so much. It's so sad.
Well, I've seen you like that and I still love you, so
That's true.
I mean, we all get in these states you know, every week. So it just happens to go on YouTube. Yeah, he's all right now. He's kicked the bottle.
Okay, that's all right then.
I think Boy George is possibly more worth worrying about as a human being.
Sure. No, he's not more worth worrying about. He's just more noteworthy. I would much rather David Hasselhoff was okay than Boy George.
No. Boy George is a little bit like, you know, on the Generation game when people try and make sausages.
Yes. No.
And they go wrong and they're all fat and wonky and bursting. Yes. That's what Boy George is starting to look like a poorly made sausage.
I didn't get where you were going with that until you explained it. Yes, just like that.
Yes. Don't worry about David Hasselhoff, he's going to be right.
Okay, good.
There's too much raw drive in him for that.
He's lovely.
Apparently, he's insisting, and this is why there's not been a Knight Rider film.
Yeah, go for it.
That he has to play Michael Knight in the Knight Rider film. So that's why they're not making one. It's too old and basically a laughing
stock. He's still
clock.
Good for it.
He's good. They'll probably get Will Smith to do it or something boring. Some Scientologists will do it.
No, what about that? Oh, the guy always does Jack Nicholson impressions, but not Jack Nicholson.
Christian Slater.
He'd make a great Michael Knight.
Christian Slater. That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
He's quite short as well, so he'd fit in the low car quite well.
Yeah.
You couldn't have someone too tall to fit in that car. I'd love to see Christian Slater play it. Speaking of what celebrities look like, his hair has receded to the point of sheer absurdity, and he looks like, I don't know what to say, he just looks like an udder with a wig tucked around the back.
Ooh.
Or like a piece of ham. He looks like a piece of ham.
I need to see pictures.
Yeah, have a look. But yeah, Slater is Knight Rider. We've started that rumour though, that could actually...
Slater is going to be the new Knight Rider, I don't know if you've heard.
Christian Slater is Knight Rider. Who's going to do the voice of the car? Have to be someone with, you know,
Stephen
good...
Fry.
Stephen Hawking. It would be more appropriate, I mean...
But Stephen Fry would be more in keeping with Mr. Feeny.
Yes, Mr. Feeny, yes, from Boy Meets World.
Yes.
Maybe they should just get the actor from Boy Meets World
there is no reason not to get him back.
Bring it round on itself.
There's absolutely no reason not to have him in it again. It's not like
Boy Meets Kit.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't know where this is going, so
what you could have is the kind of a scene where he nearly runs over the guy who was in the kid who was in Boy Meets World, now he's an adult. Just the kind of merging of everything.
Yeah, as an aside, that'd be together. Good.
Yeah, okay. moving swiftly away from that topic. Now, Final Fantasy 13. This is basically, I'm now going to merge the news. I'm going to merge the news with today's kind of magazine topic that we've been.
Final Fantasy bores me.
Well, fair enough. But you don't have to worry about it for a while because it's not coming out until April. In the US.
Okay, has it shifted a million consoles in Japan?
As in 2010. It's not coming out until later this year in Japan, even.
Okay.
So.
We might have all died from the recession by then.
Yeah, we might have done.
We're so unemployed, we're dead.
I've been looking at. Now, Japan, not famed for its subtle. Addressing
anything.
Or subtle anything, but it's subtle addressing of issues of race.
I've read lots of things recently about this. Go ahead.
They've introduced a character here called. Now I got the today's Famitsu, which is Japanese weekly gaming magazine, which is notable in itself for being weekly and apparently still making enough money to continue to run. But they've got a picture of Satch. Katsuroi. I can't.
Satch Katsuroi.
Oh,
what's
hang on.
That?
No, it's got the katakana. I can pronounce the katakana. Satsu Katsuroi. Satsu Katsuroi. So that's definitely the pronunciation because katakana.
So, Sam Katzenberg.
Yeah.
Maybe his American name.
Yeah.
So is this a sort of happening black guy? Is this what you're saying?
Well, he's got a goatee and an afro. If that's what you mean.
So he's the sort of via fantasy and MMORs. What are they called? massively boring.
Like, what are
massively
you
boring
massively
RPGs.
Boring online multiplayer experiences.
I'm imagining a sort of Samuel Jackson style cool black man.
No, he's definitely got more hair than Samuel L. Jackson.
That means he's cooler, doesn't he? Like Shaft.
More hair is cooler. No, Shaft had
Samuel
no
Jackson
hair.
Samuel really not
oh,
cool.
On, the original Shaft.
Yeah.
Okay, not the Samuel L. Jackson stuff.
Oh, no, he was bald, wasn't he?
But he did have a goatee, and that's obviously important for this.
Samuel Jackson advertises broadband in the UK.
What?
Yeah. He'll do anything for money. I mean, and not much money. We could probably get him on here.
That'd be good. Yeah.
He could say, man, shit, man,
I just wanted to come on and say, motherfucking snakes on a plane!
Exactly. That's not cool, is it? Though that's like white American students thinking, you know, what are the cool signifiers about being an African American? And it's about being able to swear in that voice, and it's not cool. But go ahead. I'll take it. This is going in a similar, not cool direction. Though.
Well, my issue is going to be how they handle the localization, really, because they're not famed for doing a particularly subtle job of it. So,
we might be called Leroy McDude.
I suspect that's what they're going to go for.
Fats Blammer.
He's wearing a nice dandy highwayman jacket and he's totes two handguns as his weapons. So,
Winston totes two guns.
Winston totes two guns. Yes. Or something along those lines. I don't think it's going to be good.
No, that sounds bad.
Yeah. That added to the fact that the main protagonist this time is actually a girl that looks like a boy, as opposed to a boy that looks like a girl.
Okay, so it's got the Panto theme.
Yeah.
You've got a token black person and an androgynous lead.
Yes.
Was Bobby Davro going to be in it as well, perhaps? Or Henry Winkler as Hook?
Maybe he does the voice of the little tiny chocobo that's in this. In
his photos. A Final Fantasy pantomime would certainly get the nerd cash, wouldn't it? You could do that.
Well, some fans did an opera of it.
Like, oh, well, there we go. Okay.
Look for that on YouTube. Final Fantasy VII Opera. Maybe you
taking
shouldn't.
It very seriously. Okay.
So that's the Final Fantasy news in it. I'm getting all this directly from Famitsu. And bearing in mind...
Yeah, from the source.
I can't read Japanese very well. So this is breaking news from Photos. So if I get something wrong...
I like this. It might be wrong, which gives it an added edge.
It does give it an added edge.
What else have you got there? What else is in the magazine?
Well, we've got a bit of Resident Evil. The main villain, Albert Wesker's kind of gone a bit...
Albert Wesker?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well-chosen name there. But he...
That's a good name.
He basically now looks a little bit like an S&M gimp. He's wearing a bit too much leather.
I'd imagine that he might have one of those globes that you keep drinks in and have a kind of stuffy office in Marylebone in London.
I want one of those.
Albert Wesker. Hello. How can I help you? Welcome to my video game. Would you like to play backgammon? Would you like to play my matchstick game? And yes. Boo, boo. Would you like to fly my balloon? Albert Wesker's magical balloon. Come with me, children, as we play all the mini-games that you could possibly play. We'll be throwing a ball into a bucket, arranging matchsticks, memory games. Albert Wesker's amazing Wii games.
I've stopped listening to the words. I'm just kind of getting the vibe now. I'm flicking through the magazine for something else to talk about while you
continue. Albert Wesker's amazing mini-game adventure. Now on Wii.
Oh, we've got the Games of the Year kind of feature in here as well, which is...
Games of the Year in
from a Japanese perspective.
Wow, what made the cut? And,
well, firstly, there's the top-selling Games of the Year, which is interesting because there is a total of one Xbox 360 game in the top 100 games sold in Japan.
Yeah, but they don't like Microsoft.
I'm fully aware. I knew it was doing badly, but one coming at number 86.
What is it as well?
No, 82, sorry. The Last Remnant.
Well, that's where it makes sense then, doesn't it?
It's just Square
What are the top five?
The top five. Well, okay, the top five are four Nintendo games and one PSP game. So coming in at number five, selling... Let's see if I can convert this. 1,747,000 is Smash Brothers Brawl.
Oh, we're not going to get into that.
2 million. Have a guess, Darren.
Two million. What's
2 million?
Number four.
Number four. Yeah.
It is Nintendo's Super Mario.
Yeah. Say it.
No. Galaxy?
No!
Yeah! What is it?
The other Mario! The other Mario!
Kart?
Yes!
Yeah. Next, what's the next one?
Coming in at number three, another Nintendo, 2,140,000. Darren, what is it?
Dr. Phillips!
What the hell was that? What was even a word? Come on, one more. Think
Dr. Phillips magical yoga.
Yeah, magical. It was a fairly weak concept for a feature. Guess. You guessing the titles in the top five. Next is Wii Fit at number three.
Oh, that I said magical yoga adventure. That okay. Would have been a better.
Yeah, it's about
Dr.
Right.
Phillips magical DS yoga adventure.
Coming in above that, another Nintendo game. This time DS. Have a crack.
DS. It is Super.
No.
Super mini game.
No, it's Pokemon.
Memory Island.
It's Pokemon. Stop it.
Well, that's not far off, is it? Okay.
Okay.
Next
coming in at number one, and this is interesting because it's the only thing in the top ten that isn't Nintendo. It's the only thing in the top ten.
Hard Game Championship.
What?
Wireless did it.
Hard Game Championship.
Card. Magical card game. Fairies. Fairy Battles.
We're degenerating somewhere here.
Turbo Edition.
No, it's Monster Hunter Second Generation or Second.
Oh, we didn't get that one over here, did we?
No, it's not out there yet.
That sounds quite good.
It hasn't done very well in review in the West, but here it is a phenomenon that has sold more than anything else.
Yes, it's a Poke phenomenon.
Yeah, and it's got to be said the top 10 games sell significantly more than anything else still.
I mean, yeah.
And at 10 in the top 10 is Wii Sports.
Oh, as in everyone who's bought a Wii?
No, because here it comes separately. You've got to buy it separately for 5,000 yen.
Oh, that's good, because they give you a shitty little cardboard box and I keep losing it.
Yes.
If you buy it in the UK. But that's just an aside. Well, wow.
That is just a crazy-ass year, really. It's the top 10 are all... They're not what anything like like hardcore gamers would consider proper games, really. I suppose Pokemon would be.
What about Albert Hesker's Mean Bean Machine? Did that make it?
I think that came in at number
63 for the Mean Bean Machine.
Yeah. But yeah, it's an interesting reader. I'm not going to obviously read out the rest of them. It took us 10 minutes just to do the top 5. But it's... Nintendo occupies 9 of the top 10. And in fact, they obviously just control the majority of the chart. And it's incredible the control they have of the market here, having been so weak in the previous generation, that they've come back so incredibly powerfully this time round. So yeah, nothing too revolutionary there really, but there it is.
No.
The other thing...
Oh, how about this one? Doctor Fantastic's Vampire Online Poker Magical Minigame Adventure.
I think you're onto a winner. It's a flash game.
Just people would just buy this on the Wii. Mm. It's a flash game, yes. So, can I do my bit now?
I was going to tell you very quickly. One more very quick thing before we go to your bit.
I feel like I'm coming naughty this week. Go on.
Do it really, really quickly. They also had, the previous week, they had like a sum-up of the best games of the year. And it's notable, partly because at the start they tell you how many... They have like the scale of 1 to 10, and it's got a picture of every person who's reviewed a game this year, and it says how many times they've given a specific score, like how many times they've given a 10, how many times they've given a 3, whatever.
Yes.
And it just highlights something about reviews, which is nobody gave a 1 or a 2. Several people gave a 10 or a 9. Bringing into question, what's the point of having the bottom 2 if nobody uses them? Like, if games don't exist that are that low, surely the games that scored a 3 should be a 1.
Yes, this brings it... I'm a firm believer of the 5-star system being the best.
It is, yeah.
The film-style system.
But even using that logic, this system would have nothing because 1 star. Everything would start at 2.
I don't know why there's so much emphasis in games journalism on a really accurate score, because... It's about reading the reviews, and it's about what's written about the games.
Except not if you're reading for Mitsu.
The scores are a guide. You can't... percentages doesn't make any sense. It's ridiculous. But, I agree. Having that width and never giving any of the grades away seems ridiculous.
I had a brief discussion about this today. If I were to do reviews on Doofus, like scores, then I would have to think of the worst game I've ever played... Or the worst game this generation, because you have to reset your bar every generation, really. So basically, I'd then have to give that a 1. So think of like 2 games this generation and start them at 1. And that's my kind of... what would that be, my benchmark? And then my favourite game, or what I consider the best game, whether that be my favourite or not, those being a different matter. That would have to be a 5. And then everything else would have to fall in between those, if it was a 1 to 5 scale. And I don't know why magazines don't do this. Like, just completely reset the bar each generation. Be like, okay, that's where everything is. Cause
I think you should write it out of tits. Just 1 or 2 tits.
Or none.
Or no tits.
This gets no tits. We're back on nipples. We're going to offend people.
No, it's tits. Oh. No, everyone likes tits. It's fine. It's not a sexist thing.
Blue tits, great tits.
Tits are popular.
Blue tits, great tits.
Great tits. Yeah.
I was trying to rescue us from the gutter. It's not going to happen, is it?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, it's Darren's segment. It'll stop him talking about tits. Darren, old games!
Oh, cool. Okay, we can do that.
Play the music!
Grandfather Darren, will you tell us about games from the old days?
Sure, kids. Gather around. I'll tell you all about it.
It's time for Darren's old games now. They're old and so are you. You're old. You're going to die before you do. Listen to my old games then.
Darren's my old game... Hello. Have we got enough time for this, or have you cunningly left it to the end so I don't have time
You've got nigh on 10 minutes.
10 minutes? Yeah. Oh, right, okay. Well,
We were going to do a concept piece, which was doing all this while watching a DVD, but Darren couldn't get the DVD. We thought we could watch and people could listen.
Along. We'll try it, though. It's on YouTube. We'll do that next time.
We'll do that next time.
But my game of the week... No, my old game is Frontier Elite 2. Now... Alex, I mentioned this to you briefly before we went on air.
Yes.
Came into the studio as people were giving us our coffees and we were having our massages. What are your prevailing memories of this game?
My prevailing memories were watching you play it.
Right. Commodore Amiga game.
I do have one other memory of it, which was you letting me play it, but me running out of fuel and just drifting past the nearest space station off into space.
These are the amazing things that can happen in Frontier Elite 2. So you played it on my Amiga. It was also on the ST and the PC. The PC was significantly prettier because it had textures. Mm. But I'm going to assume some knowledge here, but I'll do some basic explanation. It was coded by David Brabham, who coded Lander, and then Elite, the original Elite, which is a cult classic. I don't know if Frontier is a cult classic, as we'll get to in a bit. He famously could fit the entire universe, as this was a space exploration game, on one floppy disk. It was written in...
In his pocket. I wouldn't have been far off.
In his pocket. Put it in his pocket.
In his hand.
And it's had the whole world in his hand.
That's you.
The whole world in his hand.
That's
right. It's like the end of Men in Black. Mm. I think it was written in, 260,000 lines of code or something ridiculous. He'd written the entire game and it fitted on one disc.
I thought you were about to imply it was written in the last 9 years, but no, I see where you're going.
No, it was 93. I was 13.
Wow.
And I bought it from the Future Games show. I went and bought it there. A show, came back and played it. And I really wanted to throw myself into this immersive world. So, to explain what it's like if you don't know, imagine a... massively multiplayer RPG without the internet, without sort of sufficiently interesting graphics or the hardware to run it properly on or anything to do. And
it sounds a bit
also
like Zero Online from all I've heard about it, but I haven't played either.
Without bug testing. That's what it was. It was famously released early or rushed, so there was a few problems in it. A few bugs and things like that. But basically what you would do is you'd fly around very jerkily in this extremely overly realistic universe with real physics and worlds and star maps and spaceships. And you would spend most of your time very slowly taking off.
You only control when you're in the ship, right?
Yes, that's right.
It was like an open universe exploration, but...
Well, yeah, except when you got to anywhere, you just had some menus to go through. You never got off the ship.
Yeah.
You just, you did a space station, and you might buy some grain,
basically,
and then you might land on a planet, sell grain.
Space station to do some internet shopping.
Yeah, exactly, yeah, in a very simplistic way, and if you chose, you could... choose to be a naughty man, you could buy slaves or drugs or illegal things, and then you could sell them for more money. Yeah, illegal things, but it was just
things, Darren, and illegal things.
And illegal things. And basically, it was a very slow paced game, but there was something The reason I mention it, of course, is I'm not just here to slag it off at all. I have very romantic memories of it because it was extremely ambitious, and the game world was very, very impressive, and just the whole kind of engaging yourself in this very kind of slow-moving, realistic world was very enjoyable. They play classical music when you try to dock with the space station, which I never managed to do. Never managed to do. You have to spin the craft in the same way that the space station is spinning, like in 2001. Well, yeah, I couldn't do it. I never did it. And then space pirates would kill me.
I was amazed how far my ship floated after running out of fuel.
Yeah, well, you just left adrift then. It doesn't end.
Yeah.
You just have to end it. It's, yeah, nothing very interesting ever happened apart from taking off, getting attacked by space pirates, not ever being able to shoot them because you had to do some mouse clicking to shoot at them. Mm. And they were just basically dots that moved very quickly past your screen because they were realistically flying extremely quickly. So it wasn't very good.
And you were realistically trying to work things out very slowly.
It's like... Yeah, exactly. And they were just basically tumbling through space. Firing randomly. So well tried, David Brabham. I'm sorry it didn't work, but you can play it online. I think there is a downloadable version of it. It's worth a go. It probably runs brilliantly now on modern computers, but it was a little bit of a mess.
Probably does
a lovely mess.
You're probably going to need to limit that frame rate because you will be whizzing around otherwise.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, still dirty.
Probably won't get from planet to planet.
Just running in twice the speed. It's the I suppose it's the gaming equivalent of slightly crap but guilty pleasure sci-fi. Maybe Stargate. You know, you might just watch it for a bit and go, "Yeah, it's not bad." But essentially,
guilty pleasure sci-fi than that.
Essentially, it's a thumbs down. But yeah, that's my old game.
I kind of hoped that we were going for the kind of whole thumbs up on it.
No, I'm gonna have to say it's a thumbs down. But happy memories. I don't think you could glean as much enjoyment as I had at the time. Especially the hype surrounding it was unbearable. I couldn't stand it, Alex.
Now, I have a... Since we're wrapping up the show, because we're running out of time, literally on the cassette we're recording on.
Yes, you post it to me and I'll add in the music.
Yeah. Now, one thing I wanted to mention, ask. Next time, you said requests... I have a request for
yes.
the next old game. I can't remember if you had it. I think you did. Hunter.
Yeah. Oh! Yeah, well, do you know, I was between this and Hunter that I picked, because they're quite similar-looking games.
Well, I wanted Hunter
I will bring it out of the vaults.
So next time, it's Hunter. Well, I was planning on doing a review, talking about reviews more, but it was on the Rebel FM, the old one-up guys, and I'm fed up with copying other people, so I thought I'd just look at the Famitsu on top of our usual news and conversation, which is why it was a little different to normal. But Darryl...
Well, you decided to do it independently.
Yeah.
And yet it would have...
And yet it would have done
had some crossover. So we want to give you some... you know, if you subscribe to this, God help you, you must subscribe to the proper ones. So we'd at least like to give you some more entertaining things. But if you think of any possible party game names...
Yeah. Party game names and
do send them in. I like the idea of that. I think we could possibly create some sort of generator.
Mm.
Would you like to do one now before we go?
Yes.
So you need to have like a profession and a ridiculous name, and then two separate games plugged together, and then a word like and sort of adventure or you know epic story or something.
Oh God!
And then a sequel.
walk me through that one piece at a time. You know I can't keep that much.
Okay, so you need a profession. So like a doctor or
architect.
Architect, okay, and then a name.
Errol Fitzroy.
Okay. Architect Errol Fitzroy. An event.
Black Plague. Black Death.
And then a game genre.
Why can't I think
possibly
of shooting,
quite trivial.
First person shooter.
Okay. And then a sort of a jovial event.
A more jovial event. Morris dancing.
And then wrap it up with a typical game word.
Extreme.
Extreme, nice. Okay, I'm just going to read that back to you, Alex. We have got...
Architect Errol Fitzroy's...
Architect Errol Fitzroy's Black Plague's first person event shooting Morris Dancing Extreme on Wii. Party.
You know what? Having said that, a Morris Dancing Wii game would be
Morris
incredible.
Dancing on the Wii. Yeah. You could strap the Wii controller to your legs.
Yeah, no, you could use like another one to smash the kind of sticks against each other. I think we're onto a winner.
Morris Dancing Wii. That's not a bad idea, I like that.
Yeah, they're complaining it's dying out. This could be the key.
Yeah, or a whole medieval party game.
Right,
jousting, like with the mace. What's that thing where you spin the mace around?
Hitting each other with a mace? No?
Yeah, that's it. That's what it's called.
Okay. That's it, because we're already over time, Darren. You have to edit this.
Thanks for joining us, everybody.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll see you again in 2 weeks' time. All your requests. Yeah. We'll do whatever you tell us, especially if we haven't got any ideas. Bye!
Goodbye. Bye-bye.